Leonard, you want to come in for a nightcap?
Oh, gee, Dad, he'd love to, but Leonard has to work in the morning.
Maybe I could go in a little late.
No, you can't. Your career is far too important.
Behind every great man is a nagging woman who won't let him have any fun. Am I right, Leonard?
Don't I know it?
Well, good night, son.
Good night, Wyatt.
Oh, good night, honey.
Good night.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, friggity frack, not this again.
Four, five, pass, go, get 2,000 rupees, six, seven, whoops, can't go any further, there's a sacred cow in my way.
Leonard, please tell your boyfriend to cool it with the cow jokes.
It won't help. Once he finds a joke he likes, he sticks with it.
Yeah, like his haircut material.
Oh, right. Did you get your hair cut?
No, I got them all cut.
Which is still so funny.
And when you go to a Chinese restaurant, he always gets the same fortune in his fortune cookie.
Right. Help, I'm a prisoner in a Chinese fortune cookie factory.
Okay, I think that's enough about me.
He's right. Let's make fun of his mother.
Howard, come rub my feet. My corns are killing me.
Howard, help me out of that sub. I'm stuck again.
Coming. Hey, love bug.
Shut up. You know what I've been doing for the last hour?
Dreamily doodling Mrs. Leonard Hofstetter in a notebook?
Listening to my father go on and on about what a great guy you are.
You gotta admit, I'm delightful.
Oh. Why are you making this so difficult?
It's not difficult for me. I'm having fun. Do you started this? Do you want to go over and tell him we're broken up?
No.
Well, then what do you want?
I don't know.
Don't you think that's something you should have figured out before you stomped over here?
Maybe.
Leonard, Penny, excellent. I'd like to say I'm very happy that you're back together, and if I can figure out a way to do so and sound sincere, I will. In the meantime, I'd like to go over some proposed changes to the roommate agreement, specifically to address Penny's annoying personal habits.
What personal habits?
I have a list. FYI, overuse of the phrase, oh my God, is number 12.
Okay, Sheldon, you don't have to do this because Leonard and I are not...
Are you sure you want to include him in this?
Include me in what? Is there a plot afoot? I'll have no truck with plots.
No, you're right. No, there's no plots, no trucks, no feet. So what other annoying habits shall we discuss?
We don't discuss anything. Leonard is the signatory to the roommate agreement. As such, he bears responsibility for all your infractions and must pay all fines.
Fines?
Yes, if Penny's going to be spending nights here again, you'll need to set up an escrow account signed here.
Hello, Hawaii. This is Dr. Kutrapali in Pasadena. I'd like you to reposition the telescope, please.
Scarlett Johansson's house? I'm kidding, Hawaii! Mahalo!
Woo! It might have been a mistake to open that second bottle of wine.
Well, live and learn. So, Raj, do you think this planet you're looking for could have an atmosphere that supports life?
Maybe. If it did, I'd be famous. I'd be on the cover of magazines. And then, instead of living alone in my tiny apartment, I'd have a big mansion.
Well, that sounds great.
It is. If you like wandering around a big empty house with no one to love you.
We'd come visit you.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be intimidated by my wealth and fame. My only friends would be my genetically engineered monkey butler and the little people I hired to be my living chess set.
Taking a turn to the dark side, isn't he?
Oh, hold on, he could come back.
Oh, what's the point of everything?
Nope, he's gone.
You know, it's been more than a year since I've even kissed a girl.
What about that hookup at Comic-Con you told me about?
Oh, grow up. I was lying. I lie all the time. Nobody wants to kiss me.
Poor thing. Raj, Raj, you have to know, you're a wonderful man. There are a lot of girls out there who want to kiss you.
Where?
You just have to look.
Be careful. Give him some line. Yeah, and now reel him in.
Oh, look at that baby. They're really biting, huh?
They do that when you set it on easy.
Oh, that's me. Hello. Oh, hi, sweetie. Yeah, I got up early. I didn't want to wake you, so I went out for coffee and ran into Leonard on the way back. Guess what? We're fishing. Right here on his couch.
Hey, baby, I love you.
That's Leonard. Says he loves you. Huh? What? I see. The whole thing's bull squirt, huh? Well, that's very disappointing. Bye.
Hey, there's been something I've been meaning to tell you.
I can't believe you would lie to me like that.
Just for the record, I did not want to be a part of
it. I'll get to you in a minute.
No hurry.
My own daughter thinks I don't love her enough to support her no matter what choices she makes. Well, that hurts me deeply.
I'm sorry,
Daddy. Let me finish. I thought we were past the days when you would try to pull the wool over my eyes, telling me the baggie in your underwear drawer is potpourri. And the pee stick in your bathroom is to check for diabetes.
You know, I'm sorry.
You're a grown woman, and I respect your right to make your own decisions, but all I ask is you respect me enough to be honest about them.
You're right. Look, from now on, I will tell you the truth.
Thank you. Now, why don't you go and put some clothes on, and we'll grab a bite to eat before I head for the airport.
Okay.
Now, you.
Daddy, he had
keep
nothing
walking.
To do. Okay.
Please, please, please don't give up on her.
What?
I can't go back to the skateboard idiots, the white rappers, and all those sweaty dumbasses with their backwards hats.
Gee, I don't know if it's in the cards, sir.
Then stack the deck. Cheat. Lie. I don't care. I want grandkids before I die, and I want them to grow up in a house without wheels.
I'll give it a shot.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to do something here to help you along.
Excuse me?
Just don't panic. Now, get your sorry lion ass out of my face and make sure I never see it again.
Oh, the reverse psychology thing. I see. That's very clever.
Don't yap. Just get out.
I'll friend you on Facebook.
Oh, there you are. Just so you know, I was up all night, but I have finally completed the penny-specific section of the new roommate agreement.
Yeah, well, not necessary. We broke up again.
Do you even think about other people, Leonard? Do you?
Oh, how'd it go last night?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. Looked through a telescope, saw some stars, big whoop.
Really? You waited months for time with that telescope. What happened?
Why, you writing a book?
I'm going to propose a hypothesis. Last night, Raj accidentally made contact with an alien civilization and has been ordered by the United States government to keep it a secret.
Nothing happened. Can we please just change the subject?
That sounds rehearsed. We are not alone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You get to play with Roger's big telescope last night?
Where'd that come from?
He never touched my telescope.
Way to go showing up.
I did shut up. Now you shut up.
Fine.
Thank you.
I can't believe you didn't call me this morning.